Kimberly, as we press through the month of October, I'm glad to continue with Parenting Moments. How are things down at the Eckerd Center today?
They're really good. We are having a fantastic fall. We're very thankful and grateful for all the families that we have the opportunity to see here at Eckerd Center, and we're excited because on the 27th of this month, we will be presenting at Mackenzietown Church. So this is a night for parents. If they're interested, they can check out the website at Mackenzietown Church, or again, they can look at our website at eckerdcenter.com.
Yeah, very easy to find. They're right on the traffic circle at Mackenzietown, and I think we're going to see you out there as well. We don't live too far from there, so we look forward to that, Kimberly.
Wonderful.
Also, looking forward to learning more about co-parenting. Great tips. What do you have for us today?
All right. So co-parenting tips for divorced parents has been our theme this month. And today's topic is about parenting as a team. Parenting is full of decisions you'll have to make with your ex, whether you like each other or you don't. Cooperating and communicating without blow-ups or bickering makes decision-making far easier on everybody. If you shoot for consistency, being kind and gentle, and teamwork with your ex, the details of child-rearing decisions tend to be easier to do together. So number one, aim for consistency, and here are some tips. Rules. Rules don't have to be exactly the same between two households, but if you and your ex-spouse establish general consistent guidelines, your kids won't have to bounce back and forth between two radically different disciplinary environments. Important lifestyle rules like homework issues, curfew, and off-limit activities should be followed in both households. Number two, discipline. Try to follow similar systems of consequences for broken rules, even if the infraction didn't happen under your roof. So if your kids have lost TV privileges while at their mom's, make sure that you're following through with that restriction when they come to your home as dad. The same can be done for reinforcing good behavior. Next, schedule. When you can, aim for some consistency in your child's schedules. Making meals, homework, and bedtime similar can go a long way toward your child's adjustment to having two homes. In the area of important issues, often other conversations I have with parents who are attempting to co-parent is how to handle medical needs, education, and financial issues. And again, what I would say is being open, honest, and straightforward about these important issues is crucial to both your relationship with your ex and your child's well-being. So if this is an area, again, that you know you need more support, I just want to let you know that our team here at Eckerd Center is available to support families who are learning how to co-parent effectively. And we're also able to provide this month a gift certificate. And usually how this works is we give it away to the first caller. That's right. Right, Les?
Yeah. Today we're going to take caller number 100. No, how about we take caller 3?
Okay. Caller 3. Good.
276-8888, and the certificate is yours. Again, you can get more information about Kimberly and her team at eckerdcenter.com. Spelled the Canadian, the British way.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, great.
C-E-N-T-R-E.
Fantastic. Just want to remind everybody, she'll be speaking this Monday at Mackenzietown Church, right on the traffic circle there in Mackenzietown. What time does that start?
I'm not sure exactly, so I'm going to ask people to check their website so that I don't lead them astray.
Kimberly, thanks so much.
Thank you.